This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An MH-60S helicopter from the USS Abraham Lincoln crashed into the sea while conducting routine flight operations about 60 nautical miles off the coast of San Diego, California, Tuesday afternoon. One person was rescued and five others were missing. Multiple Coast Guard and Navy planes and boats were conducting the search and rescue operation. The Caldor Fire in Northern California continued to intensify overnight and is threatening nearly 34,000 structures as it headed towards South Lake Tahoe. All residents of South Lake Tahoe and some Nevada towns have been ordered to evacuate. Winds and very dry conditions are predicted for Wednesday. As Hurricane Ida, now a remnant low, winds down over the eastern United States, central Pennsylvania, all the way through parts of southern New England and southern Connecticut, be prepared for very heavy rain and some flash flooding. There's a chance of severe weather, including tornadoes, around the Baltimore, D.C. area Wednesday. USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage. But even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Republican Representative Lauren Boebert of Colorado on Tuesday called for the impeachment of President Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and Secretary of State Anthony Blinken over the U.S. exit strategy from Afghanistan.
That I would do everything in my power as a United States Congresswoman to get rid of Joe Biden. We were sent to Washington to represent the American people, not to watch our country give away billions of military equipment to known terrorists, not to sit idly by waiting for the next election, and certainly not to put up with an inept, weak, and incapable regime.
Gene Simmons of KISS has mild COVID-19. Dan Naraki reports.
Rock band KISS has postponed more dates on its end-of-the-road tour after frontman Gene Simmons tested positive for COVID-19. According to a statement from the band, Simmons is experiencing mild symptoms. His bandmate Paul Stanley tested positive last week, prompting the initial batch of postponements. The band and their crew, who are all vaccinated, are quarantining for the next 10 days and hope to resume their tour on September 9th in Irvine, California.
USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
As the recall for Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom of California is coming down to the wire, Mr. Newsom on MSNBC says the recall is a Republican witch hunt.
Everybody's upset with everybody in the last 18 months. It's been a terrible, difficult 18 months for everybody across the spectrum. No one's naive about that, but let's talk about who's behind this. It is a Republican recall. It's backed by the RNC. It's backed by Gingrich and Huckabee and Nunes. And so fundamentally, yeah, this is a Republican recall.
Nearly 1,720,000 Californians signed the recall petition. One California voter says Newsom made her switch political parties.
I am. I actually was independent up until last week. I just switched to Republican. Like, what 23-year-old Latina is going to re-register as a Republican? And here I am. It's really upsetting. I don't mean to get emotional, but he has no idea. He has no clue, you know?
The recall is set for Tuesday, September 14th. Social Security may run out of money sooner than later. Tim Berg reports.
A new report says Social Security trust funds are expected to run out of money earlier than expected. There are two accounts that pay out benefits. One is the Old Age and Survivors Insurance Fund. That's expected to run dry in 2033, 1 year earlier than anticipated. The other program is the Disability Insurance Trust Fund. That's forecast to remain solvent through 2057.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Back with the America 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. We've got Pastor Robert Jeffers with us. It's always a joy to have Dr. Jeffers with us. He's got a new book. Last time we talked, it was A Place Called Heaven, a devotional, 100 Days of Living in the Hope of Eternity. And today we're going to be talking about his new book, Invincible, Conquering the Mountains That Separate You from the Blessed Life. Dr. Jeffers, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Well, Bill, thank you so much for having me.
Well, as you write, as we're going through life, and of course, right now, quite hectic, in light of all the crises that we're dealing with, whether it's a pandemic, what's happening overseas, sadly, natural disasters, to say that it's crazy is an understatement. But this is our world today, right?
Well, it is. And, you know, in the Bible, mountains many times represent obstacles between God's people and God's blessings. And the fact is, Jesus said, if we have faith as tiny as a mustard seed, we can move mountains. Now, we know Jesus wasn't speaking literally, but he was speaking truthfully. These obstacles that are in front of us, we may not be able to eliminate them completely. Obstacles like grief or loneliness or anxiety or fear, we can't once and for all dispense with them, but we can conquer these mountains with God's help. And that's what Invincible is about, Bill. This is not some theoretical book. The fact is, over the last 18 months, we have had some tremendous mountains, obstacles that have emerged. But I believe in Romans 8:37, Paul says God wants us to live more, be more than conquerors. He wants us to be able to conquer these obstacles and not allow them to conquer us.
And I like the idea of invincible when you think about this, because it speaks of having an experiential relationship with these mountains. You're invincible because you've experienced them, and where you turn those mountains into molehills because of what you've experienced with God fighting those antithetical forces on your behalf, right?
Well, that's right, and I love that phrase. You know, we make our molehills into mountains, but God says, I'll take your mountains and turn them into molehills. I mean, he said literally that in Zechariah 4:7. The Israelites were faced with a momentous task of returning to the land and rebuilding the temple. It was insurmountable from their perspective, but God said, what are you, O great mountain? You will become become a plain. You will become a molehill. And that's what God wants us to do. And, you know, Bill, when the children of Israel were entering into the promised land, you know, they sent the spies and they came back and said, we know it's a great land. We know God wants us to have it, but there are giants in the land. And there were giants in the land. The problem was their point of reference. They were comparing their problems to the giants instead of comparing their challenge to God himself. I tell people the highest building in the world is 2,700 feet. It's in Dubai. But that building, that office building, as large as it is, it's a molehill compared to Mount Everest that is 29,000 feet. And it's the same with us. When we look at our problems, let's compare our problems not to other people or to our own resources, but to the God that we serve.
And, you know, and this is something that God has been showing me, Pastor, recently, and it is the power of ascension. He's calling us to ascend. When we ascend to Him and go into the heavenlies, it gives us a whole different perspective, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And, again, you know, I want to be clear. This isn't a Pollyannish book about, you know, pray these simple words and your problems will disappear. I believe that there's only one thing that God asks no cooperation from us in achieving, and that's our salvation. For by grace we're saved through faith. It's not of ourselves. It is a gift of God. But, you know, Bill, for just about every other significant partnership, God refuses to do things alone. He wants us, our partnership in it. I mean, for example, he said to Adam and Eve, I'm going to create for you a perfect garden, but your job is to cultivate it and keep it. He said to the Israelites, I'm going to give you this land, but you're going to have to fight for every square inch of it. Whether we're dealing with struggles like grief or loneliness or anxiety or fear or any of the other mountains, God requires some things from us in addition to his power. And that's what Invincible's about.
Right, and the blessing, as you stated earlier, the blessing is the realization that through God, these mountains of doubt and guilt and anxiety and discouragement and fear and bitterness are being overcome, and you know that it's not of you, it's of God, and boy, I mean, if that doesn't cause you to scream hallelujah, I don't know what else you need.
Well, that's right, and I just really think this is not a time for God's people to be cowering in fear and retreating, and it really concerns me how many churches are just hunkered down. I mean, at our church, we're careful in what we do, but, man, we're going forward with a full program. This is not a time to be fearful. It's a time to be invincible because of who we are in Christ.
Amen. You know, this is another picture, Dr. Jeffers, that God has shown me. And he took me to the desert where the children were being, there was a plague that broke out. And I love how Dallas Jenkins presented this. This is, you know, in a practical sort of way, and you could almost believe this would be the conversation between Moses and Joshua. And Moses gets a word from God, says, look at, put a snake on a stick, raise it up, people who look at it, they'll be healed, and the plague will stop. And the way Dallas presents it is Joshua going, wait a minute, you know, isn't that idolatry? You know, what are you doing? And Moses says, well, all I know is this is what God told me to do. So I'm going to believe, I'm going to trust in God. Just go ahead and do it. And, of course, then that, you know, we know what happens. Nehushtan is raised up, people look, which was symbolic of Jesus Christ, if you can understand and catch that relationship, right? So he raises the snake on the pole, and people are, you know, the plague stops. And I'm in the era of COVID, it's like, okay, God, here we don't have to worry about a snake, Nehushtan. We got Jesus himself. We have the cross. Is the cross not being lifted up here? And I see in various churches just like yours where they've not been fearful. They've not hunkered down. They've not closed their doors. Trusted in the Lord their God, and they're looking on the cross of Christ. And I don't see any, you know, outbreaks coming out of churches, you know, some sort of viral event that happened because, you know, Pastor Robert Jeffers opened up the doors to his church and preached a sermon and told people to trust God. I don't hear that happening.
Well, I mean, I would say this. I know many in your audience have different views probably about vaccinations and the vaccine and the virus. I don't think it's an either or situation. I don't think it's trust in the vaccine completely or trust God and do nothing carefully. I think you can do both. I told my friend Shannon Bream on Fox not long ago, I said, you know, when I get on the Dallas North Tollway every morning, I buckle my safety belt, but I pray for God's protection. We ought to do both things here. We ought to do what we can do to preserve life, but also realize ultimately our lives are in God's hand and we need to move forward.
Amen. There are some practical things to consider, no doubt. Dr. Robert Jeffers is with us. We're talking about his book, Invincible, and we've got more coming up right after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. As more tragic news comes out daily about the crisis in Afghanistan, we at the Tide Ministry urge Christians to pray unceasingly for our fellow believers trapped in a war-torn country. It's easy to feel lost or confused under extreme persecution, even though we know that God is in control. We believe it was part of God's plan to place the Tide Ministry in Afghanistan earlier this year, so that believers who now desperately need the encouragement of God's Word can hear it in their own language through the radio. Please continue to pray for our brothers and sisters in Afghanistan and stand with them, trusting God to use even the darkest circumstances for His own glory. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and read testimonies from people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Thank you.
fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. It's about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're talking with Pastor Robert Jeffers. His new book, Invincible, Conquering the Mountains That Separate You from the Blessed Life. Pastor Jeffers, why Invincible, and why this time? I mean, this just seems, the timeliness of your book, like all your other books, I mean, it's like God's telling you, Robert, time to write this book.
You know, it's so interesting because the way you have to do a book, you propose it 2 years ahead of time, and then, you know, we're trying to forecast what the world is going to be dealing with. And when I talked to the publishers about this one being the book for 2021 and 2022, I mean, I honestly thought we would be through this pandemic. It would be over and so forth. But I think God knew, of course, what was going to happen and so forth. And I think he knew exactly that this is the time God's people would need to learn to move beyond the mountains of grief, over perhaps the loss they've suffered as a result of the pandemic, over the loneliness that people still feel as they're disconnected from other Christians in their churches. So I think God knew much better than I did what was really going to be needed during this time. And, you know, one of the things I note, Bill, that people and Christians are experiencing right now is a sense of loneliness. I think one of the greatest tragedies of this pandemic has been that Christians have gotten disconnected from one another. And look, we have a big online worship presence. We had 450,000 worshiping with us online last Sunday. But even online worship, as wonderful as it is, it's a cheap substitute for the church. And I really want to encourage people to get back into church. And if your church is still shut down, go to a church that is open. They can be careful, just like we're careful, but it's time for the church to be open and for Christians to be together. Hebrews 10 says, do not forsake the assembling together of yourselves, as has become the habit of some. And we have too many pajama Christians now who have learned how to worship in their PJs instead of with God's people on Sunday, and it's time to stop that.
Well, and I'm glad you mentioned the verse in Hebrews, because that was my thought that exactly, is that interaction that we get, you know, from one another. The Bible also talks about you never know, you know, that person, that word, that aptly spoken word, that word that has been deposited in your spirit that needs to be shared with somebody in the pew next to you, and you never know. For you not being in the pew, that word is not shared to that person. Yeah. That could be life-changing, that could be, you know, the manifestation of God himself in their lives. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I tell our people all the time, when you're not in church, that's one less voice praising God, one less Christian exercising a spiritual gift, that's one less person praying during the invitation for people to know Christ as Savior. It does make a difference. And look, it's no secret. I've been very public about this. I believe Christians, unless they have a medical reason not to, ought to get vaccinated, because you can come to church safely when you do that and know you're not going to be harmed, probably, or you're not going to harm somebody else. So play it safe. Play it smart, but get back in church. We need each other in the body of Christ.
Well, like you say, you do these practical things when you're driving. You know, you watch your speed, you put on your seatbelt, right? And we ask God for traveling mercies. You know, these practical things that we've learned along the way. And just like everything else, unfortunately, we have bowed too much to this modern God of science, and it's really knocked us off our path, and we need to be readjusted and get back on, you know, God's path of peace and harmony and, you know, and blessing that he has for each of his children, right?
That's exactly right, and I think the best is still ahead of us, and I'm just glad that this is the time we can be sharing the message of Invincible. We are more than conquerors through him who died for us, Paul said.
Amen. And you talk, you know, you mentioned the loneliness pandemic, and I wanted to unwrap that a little bit more, because you're right. This is what COVID has done to us. It has isolated us. And whether we're talking marriages, you know, families, interrelationships, like we were talking about, you know, people that should be there in church every day, ministering in their own manner, in their own language to one another, this loneliness affect
that has taken over. You know, this is going to take some time to get on the other side of this, don't you think?
Yeah, and it all begins, Bill, with an understanding that we really do need other people. Some of your people are going to think I'm a heretic when I say this, but it's true. A relationship with God is not enough to meet your emotional needs. Do you know how I know that, Bill? Because God said it himself. He put Adam into a perfect garden. They had a relationship untainted by sin before the tree and the serpent. And God said, it's not good for you to be alone. He said, Adam, you need somebody more than me. You need another human being. And we all need that other human being. We need other Christians to fellowship with. And we've got to realize that. And that's the beginning point for moving from loneliness to companionship.
In your book, Invincible, you address the difference between doubt and unbelief. Break that down, if you would.
Yeah, when we talk about moving the mountain of doubt. And look, doubt is not a sin. Unbelief is a subtle conclusion that is sin. But it's natural to have questions, especially after coming through a disaster like this, or the disasters we're witnessing in the news right now, or even disasters in our personal life. We can all have doubts. But, you know, doubt is a lot like mushrooms. Mushrooms grow best in the darkness. Our doubts, if we don't deal with them, can grow in the darkness and become full-blown unbelief if we're not careful. So I would say, you know, talk to God. Be honest about your doubts. He's big enough to handle your doubts. But do something about your doubts. Get answers. Go to a more mature Christian. Sit under the teaching of a good, inspired Bible teacher. There are answers to your doubts. We're having Lee Strobel in our church in a few weeks who had great doubts about the legitimacy of the Christian faith. He did his own searching, his investigation, and found that you could have a credible reason for believing the accounts of the resurrection. There are answers to your questions if you're looking for them.
Exactly. Well, and as you write, the mountain mover himself wants you to know certain things about these mountains, right?
That's right. And look, one of the things we have to do is rid ourselves of this idea that I'm going to deal with temptation. I'm going to deal with doubt. I'm going to deal with loneliness once and for all. I'm going to pray a little prayer, and it's going to be gone forever. It doesn't work that way. I mean, a mountain climber has to work and train and struggle and so forth. And when he climbs one mountain, there's still another one in front of him. But again, with God's help, all things are possible.
Amen. I particularly like this chapter about grief to happiness. Tell our audience about this.
Yeah, and moving from grief to acceptance, I mean, we have to understand all of us have lost something significant probably in the last 2 years. We've lost time. We've lost a loved one. I just had a funeral service Friday for a couple that died within a couple of days of each other in an ICU unit. The family is dealing with grief. And I would just remind people that grief is a process we need to move through. But the good news is it's like a dark tunnel. Once you have started into it, you're already on the way out of it. And Jesus experienced grief when he lost his good friend Lazarus. But as the psalmist said, sorrow endures the evening, but joy comes in the morning. There is a way to move not back to the original normal, but to a new normal if we follow God's principles.
As a dear friend said to me at the loss of his son, he said, it's not that you get over it as much as you get through it, right?
That's exactly right. And some people have said this chapter in my book, Invincible, Moving from Grief to Acceptance, is their favorite chapter in the entire book.
Well, this book describes 10 of the most difficult mountains that can separate you from the blessed life God intended for us. Each chapter will equip you with biblical insights, practical tools, so that when the mountain you face threatens to defeat you, you can conquer it and come out stronger on the other side. Here, we all say, and as I said, we all praise God and say hallelujah for Dr. Robert Jeffers and his book, Invincible, Conquering the Mountains That Separate You from the Blessed Life. Pastor Jeffers, as we wrap things up, 30 seconds left, remind people how they can be connected and get their hands on your book.
Right. The book Invincible comes out this week, and it's available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and in every Hobby Lobby store in America. Encourage people to get the book. By the way, it makes a great book for a small group Bible study or Sunday school class as well.
You will be greatly blessed. And, of course, we'll link it on our website, too, at BillMartinezShow.com. Pastor Jeffers, as always, thank you so much for being with us. God bless. Appreciate you.
Bill, always great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.98 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.98 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fix at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.98 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An MH-60S helicopter from the USS Abraham Lincoln crashed into the sea while conducting routine flight operations about 60 nautical miles off the coast of San Diego, California, Tuesday afternoon. One person was rescued and five others were missing. Multiple Coast Guard and Navy planes and boats were conducting the search and rescue operation. The Caldor Fire in Northern California continued to intensify overnight and is threatening nearly 34,000 structures as it headed towards South Lake Tahoe. All residents of South Lake Tahoe and some Nevada towns have been ordered to evacuate. Winds and very dry conditions are predicted for Wednesday. As Hurricane Ida, now a remnant low, winds down over the eastern United States, central Pennsylvania, all the way through parts of southern New England and southern Connecticut, be prepared for very heavy rain and some flash flooding. There's a chance of severe weather, including tornadoes, around the Baltimore, D.C. area Wednesday. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. You know, this year marks the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, the horrific acts of terrorism that changed America forever. Since that fateful day and the attacks on our nation's foundations and freedoms, 174 servicewomen have laid down their lives for those very freedoms in faraway combat zones. Did you realize that number? That's incredible. 174 service women. They left behind families, loved ones, and most importantly, legacies of strength, sacrifice, bravery, and patriotism. In partnership with PenFed Credit Union, the Military Women's Memorial will pay tribute to these women, these patriots and heroes, with a 174-mile remembrance relay from the Flight 93 Memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, to the Military Women's Memorial in Arlington National Cemetery as the only historical repository documenting all military women's service. The Military Women's Memorial educates and inspires through innovative and interactive exhibitions, world-class collections, and engaging programs and events for all generations. They honor the commitment, contributions, and experiences of every woman who serves in or with the armed forces.
In this interview, James Genk, President and CEO of PenFed Credit Union, and PenFed's partnership is what he's going to talk about with Military Women's Memorial, and why this mission is so important to support. And we're joined with Chief Warrant Officer 5, Phyllis Wilson, who will talk more about the Military Women's Memorial and what they're doing to shine a light on women's vets. Phyllis and James, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
James, as we approach this 20th anniversary of September 11th, why is it so important to honor our military?
I transitioned from the military in February 2001, leaving the Pentagon, and on 9/11, I lost my replacement and my colleagues who were killed that day through that terrorist act. And I'll never forget how I felt when those towers fell in New York City, towers in which I was at just a few months earlier at one of their restaurants there. So it's been very personal for me. My 3,000-plus employees at PenFed, we care each and every day about what it means to serve America. These men and women who are volunteers have raised their hands to go into harm's way to defend our freedoms. Cannot do enough to thank them and support them in all that they do.
James, this has got to be so personal for you. I mean, it's personal for every American in one way or another, but to be so close and, you know, within this orbit, so to speak, I imagine is something you'll never forget.
I'll never forget, but my heart always goes out to say, what can I do today to honor that little boy who lost his mom or dad, that little girl that lost her parents, the sister who lost her brother, or vice versa. This has touched every hometown in America. And so as an organization, PenFed is literally dedicated each and every day to serving organizations like the Military Women's Memorial who don't forget the service and that freedom isn't free. We're so proud to support Phyllis and her team.
Exactly. Phyllis, tell us about the women. You know, we have not heard a lot about women specifically that were involved in the response to the attacks on 9/11. So give us some more details on that, if you would.
Of course. So, I proudly served in the Army for 37 years, been to Iraq and Afghanistan, and have 4 sons that are combat veterans as well. All of them joined after 9/11. So for me, too, this is one of those really immediate stories that we have to tell and we have to share. But one key story, in the Pentagon, the day it was struck on September 11th of 2001, which I still sometimes am staggered that it is 20 years. Sometimes it feels like it's flown by and other times it feels like it's been a lifetime. But one nurse, an Army officer, she was working in the Pentagon the day it was struck and she immediately knew what she needed to do. She rushed outside and took control of the situation, directing all of the recovery and the care, bringing these wounded and injured people out and directing how they should be treated and triaged and sent to hospitals as quickly as possible, and stayed there through the night when they had to sadly transition from treating our injured to finding those that had died inside of the Pentagon. And so she dealt with that. But that's emblematic. We have men and women that even on 9/11, they were told to evacuate and get out of the Pentagon, and they were all moving away from it. But when the shout came up that, hey, we need you back, come help us get back in the building and let's find our fellow men and women in uniform and our so incredibly important civilians that work inside of that Pentagon as well. They turned and they rushed back towards the building, which is exactly what we always do in the military. We go towards the danger.
Mm-hmm. You know, James, Phyllis just brings up an endemic point about anybody who has served in the military. We just somehow we're wired for that, right? You know, we want people to be safe, but we know, you know, for those of us who have been in the military, it's not so much that we're running to danger. We don't think about it being dangerous as much as it's our duty to save others. You know, can you touch on that just a bit?
Yeah, Americans have always answered the call. Americans take great pride in helping others. I'm so proud of the team at PenFed. When the Secretary of Defense on September 11th said he wanted to be business as normal the next day, 28 PenFed employees volunteered to man our branch in the Pentagon building itself that was still on fire. So I'll never forget those brave men and women, civilians, that answered the call in addition to our military forces, folks that were, like you say, trained to go into harm's way to help others in times of need. America has always been great at that.
Phyllis, what do you want Americans to know and remember this September the 11th?
Well, there's so much that I want them to know and remember. But let's highlight. Initially, when we were planning this remembrance relay earlier this year, we set and we looked and said 174 women have died in combat zones since 9/11. Well, let's do 174 miles, 1 mile each. But sadly, since then, a Navy woman has died in the Middle East. And just last week, two young Marines, women,
yes,
also have given their lives in defense of this country. And so we're now at 177 miles that we will do in honor of all of these women. So what I would ask Americans to do is stop. Take a minute. Whether you're walking out to the mailbox, you're walking around the block, or you go further distance than that, or if you're not able to, just stand still with your cup of coffee or whatever. Be still and think about it. Remember, please, all of the men and women that not only gave their lives, but gave so much of their lives that are still living. They've missed seeing their kids walk, say their first words, hug their wife, seeing a baby grow. There are so many things that we have missed as a result of being deployed and downrange in support of this country. So please take a minute and think about that and just remember them.
James, Phyllis brings an excellent point about the families, because as we know, families, friends, so many stories that may never even be heard, but yet these are the stories that people will carry with them, you know, to the grave, missing loved ones on these special holidays. James, how will you be supporting the Military Women's Memorial effort to honor the service women involved in 9/11?
PENFA will not only be supporting them financially, we'll be fielding several relay teams that will make the journey from Shanksville to the Pentagon to the Military Women's Memorial. But also each and every day, our award-winning digital team will be out there from September 5th to September 11th, live streaming several portions and segments to bring those stories across the hometowns in America, those who are supporting this effort and this remembrance.
Well, James Skank is with us, President and CEO of PenFed Credit Union and Chief Warrant Officer 5, Phyllis J. Wilson, who's now retired Military Women Memorial President, served 37 years of active duty with our country. Phyllis, final question here for you is what can vets and civilians do to help with this campaign?
Well, you know, we just ask all Americans to learn a little bit more about that 3 million women that have defended the country. And go to our website. The Military Women's Memorial website is simply womensmemorial.org. You'll learn so much about the memorial, even a virtual tour of the memorial itself. But there's a special section there on 9/11 Remembrance Relay where you can learn more about the route, how far we're going each day. But also, there is a donate button there because we are a 501c3 and we rely on the support of America and organizations like PenFed to keep us up and running to tell these incredible stories of service, sacrifice, and courage.
James, where can people get more information?
Womensmemorial.org.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bill Martinez, live.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I'm glad he's
we're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. And, of course, you hear the song, and you know immediately. Boy, I'll tell you, it brings out, for those of us who are still patriots of this great country of ours, it just brings out an emotion that just draws us all together and unifies us, exactly what our founding fathers had in mind in E Pluribus Unum. And, of course, the man responsible who wrote this song that has become America's second national anthem, Lee Greenwood, joins us now. Hey, Lee, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great, Bill. Thank you. Thanks for the introduction.
Well, Lee, 41 years ago, wow, you come up with this idea, God bless the USA. Give us a little bit of history and remind us what it was for you and how the lyrics and this whole experience came together.
Thank you for asking. And I have to tell you, first of all, that I'm a farmer from California. I was raised by my grandparents in Sacramento. And so I really didn't have a chance to pursue my career as I would have wanted to. So I went ahead and moved to the state of Nevada next door and just tried to make a good living. And I did that for way too long, almost 20 years. There was a couple of chances I had to go to L.A., didn't work. When the opportunity to go to Nashville, I jumped on that and became successful. But it was almost immediate then. And I toured for almost 3 years before I wrote God Bless the USA, because most of my songs I was writing was in the back of my bus. And we were playing stadiums and touring with all the major acts. And we had three buses and two tractor trailers. And I would generally spend time in one of the other vehicles talking to the drivers who were sleeping while I'm working. And just one night after a concert somewhere between Arkansas and Texas, I just decided it's time to write the patriotic anthem that I've always wanted to. And it didn't take too long to put it together. But I guess when you think of something for an awful long time, then you realize it's manifested into words and lyrics and music. And I had a piano in the back of my bus where I actually made the demo and then took it home.
Yeah, and some people would refer to it, some creators and artisans, they would say, you ask, well, how long did that take? And they'll say, an hour plus a lifetime. And that's what it sounds like for you in this story here about God Bless the USA.
That's exactly right. And if you go back to my history and find out the years that I spent in Nevada, many of the times I worked with a lot of the greats of my era, including Elvis. Mm-hmm. And Elvis was in the same hotel that I was working in the lounge. He was in the main room. And many times I'd go and see his show or catch the ending. And he'd do the trilogy. And he was very reverent, actually, yeah. Elvis was. He could have been a preacher, to tell you the truth. And so when I said, if I ever get my career, I'm actually going to do the trilogy to close my show. And I think that comes in the back of my mind when I started touring. But then I said, you know, maybe I shouldn't sing the trilogy. Maybe I should write my own closer. And I think maybe that's where it began to be a real thing in my head when I started touring so heavily. Every night was different, a different kind of audience. Mm-hmm. But I have toured all of America, every doghouse, outhouse, and roundhouse, and found out where the Patriots were. And they're everywhere. They're different
in Texas.
They're different in L.A. and Miami. But we're all Americans when you come down to it. And I still tour and find all those places where people just wave the flag and proud that I'm singing.
Yeah, without a doubt. Did you ever get a chance to sneak in on a couple of those gospel sessions that Elvis was known for after the show that would go on till like 5 in the morning?
No, I was never involved in that. But I did hang out with some of the Rat Pack. And, you know, the times in there, I was just working really hard. And so every day I had to get enough sleep because I'd have to double back the next day and work again.
Well, we're talking with Lee Greenwood, and, you know, he talks about his humble beginnings, but here's an artist who has scored 21 top 10 singles, albums that have gone gold and platinum, been awarded by top organizations in country music, CMA and ACMs. Not bad for a farmer out of Sacramento, California, I would say.
You know, it is high cotton. It really is. Sometimes I pinch myself and say, is this real? And God has just put me in the right place, the right time. But I, you know, people ask me a question. Have you ever seen this nation so divided? And my answer immediately would be, do you not remember the Civil War? Or do you remember Vietnam? Because I lived through Vietnam and I remember how torn we were as a nation. We will come back from this. We just have to squash those people who don't believe America is worth saving and still the greatest nation on earth.
Well, that's what I remind people, Lee Greenwood, is that, you know, we talk about revival. Well, by its mere title, it tells you that you had to, at some point, been vibed. If you hadn't been vibed at all, then there's no revival, right? And we've had...
That's correct.
We have this 245-year rich history of America. If you want to disclaim it, that's up to you. It's a free country. You can, you know, take away whatever you want to take away. But the truth remains, no matter what, is this country chose God. Like Israel was chosen by God, but yet America, the Pilgrim forefathers, the founding, true founding fathers of our country said, we choose God. God, and they prayed to God that God would give them a land where they could freely worship and praise the God that they believed in, and God answered their prayer. And here we are today, 245 years later, the beneficiaries of that prayer.
Well, it was real prayer at the time because it was a very, after we defeated the British and decided we're going to become a nation, then we had to fight ourselves for a while. And then, of course, moving west and discovering so many other things and then having to fight people who would like to take it away from you, the battle between cattle and sheep, the battle with the Indian nation, and moving all the way to the California coast. And when you look at the documents that start our country, I recognize that I haven't read the Constitution all the way through. I've read the preamble, and I know what the Constitution says. But we're releasing a brand-new God Bless the USA Bible, which is unique because it has in the back of the book the Declaration of Independence, the readable Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and, I'm going to tell you, Bill, the Pledge of Allegiance, which has under God in it.
Yes. Good. Well, and I do want to talk to you more about the God Bless America USA Bible. Congratulations on this. I imagine as you're doing this, you're going, why wasn't this done earlier? And also, by the way, just a side note on the Constitution, on this show, we constantly remind our listeners at certain key, you know, memorial points, whether it's the 4th of July, you know, when you're singing God Bless the USA, Memorial Day, other, you know, veteran events and that sort of thing. It's a reminder for us to reconnect with the Constitution. I like what the late Charles Krautheimer has done, and we've done this too in our family, is that he would invite people over like for 4th of July, and Juan Williams was relating the story as well, and he said that they went around and they would read certain, they would read excerpts, they would read the Constitution in total, but each person would read an excerpt of it and would go around and the Constitution would be passed along and they would read it. And after doing that, it just reminded them again of the greatness of this country and how unique, how uniquely designed by God himself, that George Washington would say.
Well, of course, the documents were forged in such a way that gives the people the power. And we don't want the government to take the power away from us. If you read the Constitution, yes, we can actually change this country a little at a time, done legally and by law. But you can't just change it overnight and throw out the Constitution. Unfortunately, a lot of the people want to change this country, and they want to do it instantly, tear down
yes.
all of our history, throw out the documents that start the country. That's not the way you're going to do it. If you want to change, that's fine, but let's change it a little time by popular demand.
Exactly. It's not sustainable if you just cancel people, because the truth will always find a way above the clatter of it all. And this is what we're experiencing right now. And as you say, this is a government of for by we the people. We the people have created this mess, if you want to say, that we're in right now. And guess what? We can uncreate it and align it more perfectly, because we are a not, as you say, a perfect union. But I don't know in any other constitution or declaration of any country that said that they would strive to reach that level of being a more perfect union, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I tour the world. We just got back from Africa. We've toured all over Europe, South America. If you want to know how great this country is, go ahead and do that. Just travel a little, and you'll see how backwards some of the other countries are. Thank God we have the freedom to develop industry and to change the way we'd like to live. And if you remember the attack on America and the 9/11, of course, we're coming up on the 20-year anniversary of that, where we'll have a TV special of it, filmed in New York last week. And you have to recognize that this wonderful country is so revered, and at the same time, so many people are jealous of the freedom that we have. Maybe that's our only weakness, but I'm just saying, as long as we have that freedom, we should protect it.
Well, look at the people in Cuba, Lee. You've seen the video. They're out there, they're yelling Libertad, and in their hands they're carrying Cuban flags and American flags. American flags are synonymous with liberty, and this is a natural, organic response. And so there's a lot for Americans to be proud of and for us to reclaim in terms of our rich heritage. And the idea of God Bless USA Bible, how did that come about? We got about a minute and a half left, Lee.
We read to our kids when they were very young. Their boys are now 26 and 23. Both of them in college. Dalton's getting a PhD in Vanderbilt on cancer research. And our younger boy, who's a cancer scholar at TCU in Fort Worth, is a musical composition major. But we read to them when they were under a year old. My wife and I took turns sitting in the rocking chair and putting a book in front of them. And after a very short period of time, they'd be reading to us instead of us reading to them. And the only thing I missed was, you know what? Why didn't I teach them more of a patriotic lesson while we were just reading about cows jumping over the moon? And so that's why the Bible comes in my now in our career. I want to release this God Bless the USA Bible to give people not only a chance to remember how to be revered, how to revere the country and to have faith, but also read the documents that started our country.
Well, Lee Greenwood, cannot thank you enough. What a blessing that you continue to be. You continue to pay it forward with your talent. You remind us, you know, every year, and it is a blessing for the second American national anthem when you sing God Bless the USA. How can they get their hands on this God Bless the USA Bible?
Visit GodBlessTheUSABible.com for more information and additional features. And remember, it's the King James Version in its entire text.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder. With increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you